We are looking at the story of Abigail. She was the wife of a rich man named Nabal. Abigail, at first mentioned in 1 Samuel 25:3, is described as a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance. Her husband, not so great. David, the anointed of the Lord to be king after Saul, was not happy with Nabal, Abigail's husband. This was as a result of Nabal acting a fool, being stingy and refusing to give provisions and food to David and his 600 men who had been protecting Nabal's shepherds and sheep. Swords were drawn, and David was about to make a point with one to Nabal. Thankfully, a young man who saw and heard it all go down went to spill the tea, as the kids say, to Nabal's wife, Abigail. She could have ignored that information. She didn't. She was wise and of good understanding, remember? So she acted quickly. Without telling her husband, she made a massive care package for David and went out to meet him herself. She threw herself at his mercy and fell on the ground, pleading for her husband's life and begging for forgiveness. At one point, she says, "Please let me speak in your ears and hear my words." This entire moment is so amazing because Abigail chose to listen and understood clearly what was about to happen. She acted quickly and bundled provisions for David and spoke clearly to David, explaining that if he killed her husband, he would be in sin. This wise woman was protecting her husband while also protecting David from his own anger. You've got to go read 1 Samuel 25. It's crazy good. This woman's quick and wise response to the knowledge she had was used by God to not only keep everyone from being killed by David, but also reminded David that God was protecting him as well. 1 Samuel 25:32. David said to Abigail, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has sent you today to meet me. May you be blessed for your good judgment and for keeping me from bloodshed this day and from avenging myself with my own hands. Otherwise, as surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, who has kept me from harming you, if you had not come quickly to meet me, not one male belonging to Nabal would have been left alive by daybreak." Then David accepted from her hand what she had brought him and said, "Go home in peace. I have heard your words and granted your request." Abigail was wise with the knowledge she had, and she pursued peace and did what was right in God's eyes. Her life, as a result, was blessed. Nabal died, and David proposed, so it all worked out for good. That's what happens when we listen to understand wisdom and not act on our anger. That's the truth. There's so much more to discover by looking into scripture and reading about faith-walking women. We can learn so much from their lives, their mistakes, and their courageous faith. If you missed any of this month's broadcast, you can find them and more at lifeword.org. I'm Lori Klein.